Thank you so much for joining us today as we continue to look at some passages that are preparing us for Easter during this this season of Lent. Again, Lent means to surrender, to relinquish, to relent. Not just little things in our life like chocolate or coffee or whatever thing you want to take out of your diet, but relent means to surrender our whole lives to Jesus. Matthew 11, verses 2 through 6, that's what we're looking at today. Now, when John heard in prison about the deeds of Christ, we're talking about John the Baptist, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, to Jesus, are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another? And Jesus answered them and said, go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have good news preached to them. And blessed is the one who is not offended by me. All right, real question. You ready? Do you ever have doubts? Doubts about Jesus? Doubts that make you wonder, is this really for real? Did God send his son to die for me? Did Jesus' death on the cross really pay the penalty of my sin? What will happen when I close my eyes in death? Will I truly spend eternity in heaven? Now, please don't misunderstand. I'm not talking about atheists who say I won't believe or agnostics who say I can't know for certain. I'm talking about those out-of-nowhere doubts that hit the heart of a true believer. Never happened to you? Well, that's great, but for the rest of us, we have something in common with John the Baptist. John the Baptist, who knew God had sent him to prepare the way for Jesus, who first introduced Jesus as the Lamb of God, who said he was unworthy to bend down and tie the straps of Jesus' sandals, who said he must become greater and I must become less. Yeah, that John the Baptist had a time of doubt. As he sat for months in a dark prison, he began to wonder about Jesus. So he sent his disciples to ask Jesus, are you the one that has come, or should we expect someone else? Are you really the Messiah? Note Jesus' response. He didn't say, John wants to know what? Jesus simply instructed the disciples to report all that he had done. The blind, the deaf, the lame, the sick were being healed, the dead were raised. The good news was being preached to the poor in body and spirit. Although John sat in prison, his heart did not have to be imprisoned by discouragement and doubt. Jesus was the Messiah. So do you ever have doubts? You know, when I have doubts, what reassures me? I spend some time thinking about people who have trusted in Christ and think about how their lives have been transformed. I think about marriages he has restored. I think about the healing he has brought about to those marriages, people whose marriages weren't restored. They go through a difficult time. God brings healing. I think about things in my life that could only have been done by God. I think about the person whose health has been returned and saints who have faced death with tremendous confidence and calm. I think of the peace he brings when I surrender my worries and anxieties to him. Jesus knows we need assurance from time to time. And he's more than willing to give us that assurance and reassurance we need. And sometimes he speaks to us in a still small voice, doesn't he? And he says, you are mine. Father, thank you for not giving up on me when I doubt. Thank you for giving me the reassurance that replaces discouragement. I believe. Help my unbelief. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.